弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
先谢谢教会呢，给我这个一个安息，给传道人一个安息假。
First, I'd like to express my appreciation to the church for providing a sabbatical.
刚才看到弟兄姐妹进来，那心中给我的喜乐我才晓得说呢，我这段时间的话呢，多么想念大家。
I was just standing by the door watching everyone coming in, just feeling the joy within my heart, realizing that how much I've missed all of you during my sabbatical leave.
也谢谢弟兄姐妹纪念我们在亚洲的行程。
Also, we'd like to thank you for all your prayers while we traveled in Asia.
在台湾的时候呢，我是住在我的父亲家台南。
When we went to Taiwan,We spent some days living with my father in Tainan.
你可能会很好奇我在干什么。
You may be very curious what I was doing while there.
事实上很简单，阅读跟这个外出行走运动、走路运动的话呢，是我们每天的这个生活作息。
My daily routine was quite simple: reading, walking around as exercise.
尤其呢是外面的天气是那么的舒服。
Especially how glorious the weather was outside.
那个太阳呢，一直要叫我们出来吧，出来吧，不要在里头了。
All that warm sunshine was kept inviting us to go out and enjoy the outside, the outdoors.
那十月初十月底我到中国的时候的话呢，那时候我也决定呢，我开始呢要一个读经计划，就希望呢能够在安息年把这个旧约把它读过一次。
When we arrived in early October to China, decided to launch aBible reading schedule, hoping to finish the Old Testament during my sabbatical.
所以真正玩的时间是在泰国的时候。
The only real kind of off time, recreational time, was in Thailand.
我们到了北边去参加一个清迈的山区的话，参加一个度假中心的参加一个婚礼。
We went to a wedding in northern.Thailand to Chiang Mai region in a vacation center.
第一章，慢慢来，慢慢来。第一章 ，OK， 可以看得到呢。那是一个有花草树木、有山水的一个很好的一个度假中心。
Can see this is a very lush mountainous region, a vacation center.
然后下一章，可以很轻松的、很悠闲的来欣赏在神的大自然里头休息。
See how relaxed I was in the middle of God's nature, appreciating all the beauty surrounding me.
下一章，在那个地方的话呢，他强调是环保，所以呢，他所有东西呢都是用自然的造材呢，这个材料呢来制造的，就像椅子、桌子的话都是木头的。
So the center emphasizes environmental protection, uses every natural thing like wood to build its structures and furnitures.
下一章，这是个婚礼因为人多于这个椅子，所以呢，很多人就只好站着了。
So this is the wedding ceremony, a lot of well attended. A lot of people had to stand because there's not enough chairs.
下一章，所以这是差不多可以是一个联合国最左边三位呢，是泰国是韩国宣教士，他们用泰语来主持婚礼。
So at the wedding, the entire racial spectrum of the United Nations is represented here.
然后有一
in one picture.
然后呢，接下来是一个泰国人呢，他在婚礼的时候给信息、给祝福。
Now the officiant of the wedding was a Thai using the Thai language.
这个 officiant 事实上是韩国人，是给信息的。他们是分开给信息的话是另外一位牧师。
Sorry, the officiant was a Korean, and the message.Was delivered by a Thai speaker.
新郎是阿卡人，少数民族。
Bridegroom was a member of the Akha minority.
新娘是傈僳族的的一位姐妹。
And the bride is a sister from the Li Su tribe.
所以呢，他们的兄长或者是他们的父亲呢，一起来参加这个婚礼。
So you can see in a picture of their families and their siblings coming to their wedding.
也有从泰国，也有从这个缅甸过来，也有从辽国过来的，在这个照片里头。
Other people came from Myanmar and other places in this picture.
然后我们这两个从美国来的，当天才知道，进去的时候才知道，说我们是贵宾，他们把花呢放在我们的胸口里头。
So my wife and I was only day when we arrived at the wedding that we were told we were the special honored guests.
Okay, 大概没有了吧。 哦，对，这个是傈僳族的这个诗班。
That's the choir of the 傈僳 group.
他们唱的时候的话呢，这分布呢，真的就好像真的，如果是在天堂里的，我想就是那么的美。
When they were singing in unison, the sound is so beautiful. It's really heavenly like.
你不要看他们穿的好像随随便便，但是呢，他们的声音呢，他们的合唱，他们那个配合的真的是很美妙。
Yeah, don't be fooled by their seemingly casual dress. Their singing and performance is really astounding.
另外呢，我们也在南部的华行呢，有度假三天的时间，有三天度假。
We also had 3 days of vacation in southern Thailand.
当时呢，泰国的皇帝呢也跑到那个地方呢，是第一次在他的行宫里头呢过生日。
By coincidence, the king of Thailand also was spending his vacation in a palace there.
因为呢，曼谷的政局呢很不稳定，他就离开曼谷跑到那里去了。
The reason why he was outside of Bangkok was because of the political instability in that city.
那今天二月二号也是他们的投票日。
Oh, today, February 2nd is their election day.
所以呢，盼望真的是也为他们祷告，他们能够有一个顺利的一个选举。
So our hope and prayer go with them so that they may have a smooth running election process.
我们也很担心我们的学生，他们人在曼谷会不会就说有一些不安全或者是呢不方便的地方。
One of our concerns was about our students in Thailand, in Bangkok especially, whether they might be hindered in any way because of the political turmoil going on in there.
结果呢，他们人都回到泰国北部的山区回家去过新年了。
Then we discovered they all went back to spend the New Year's in our hometowns back in northern part of the mountainous Thailand.
但是我又很好奇，那他们有没有参加投票呢？
So I got curious whether they actually participated in the ballot submission.
这个是我需要发现，要明白是怎么一回事的。
So that's something for me to find out later on.
那也非常凑巧，我在台湾的时候的话呢，刚好有这个大学团契的一个重聚的一个聚会。
Also by real coincidence, while I was in Taiwan, there was a social group reunion going on in a university campus.
那这个社团的话呢，是每一个寒假暑假都跑到山区在服务当地的这个原住民。
It turned out that this group went to perform service among the mountainous tribes every year twice in spring and fall.
那我们这些已经老中青三代，我算是中年的，因为呢有更老的，然后也有更年轻的，我们三代人的话呢一起能够有一个团聚。
So our reunion gathering included people from the older and younger generations, plus me, like people like me in the middle. So we were able to mingle and share with one another.
而且呢，这个社团的话呢，也把当时我们在山地服务的那些年轻人的话找来，我们呢有一些这个交流，有一些相聚。
And this gathering also brought back some of the younger people whom we served in the mountainous region while we were younger. So then we were able to talk to one another.
对我而言，我的重点有两个。第一个就是呢，见证基督福音。
So while I was at the reunion, I had two things in mind. First is to witness to the gospel.
因为这些人呢，大概都30年没见面了。
Most of the people at the meeting I have not seen for about 30 or 40 some years now.
他们听到我是传道人，有些人呢很好奇。
Some of them, when they discover I am now a pastor of a church, they got very curious indeed.
有些人呢是戴着一个有色的眼镜，传道人。
Some were looking at me more kind of suspiciously with some biased perspectives in mind already.
很可能他们完全不明白基督信仰是什么。
Very likely they had no idea what the real faith in Christ
means. 也很可能呢，他们呢对这个基督信仰呢有一个扭曲性的一个了解。
Some may also have a twisted understanding of Christ's gospel.
所以呢，我盼望能够呢在他们当中呢能够把基督的福音能够见证出来。
So my hope was to bear good witness to the gospel while I was with them.
同时呢，我也刻意的去寻找当中的已经信基督的，跟他们有一些团契相交。
Another thing was that I deliberately sought out among them those people who have believed in Jesus Christ.
你会说，牧师啊，你不是在这个休假吗？怎么还做这些事情？
You may say, aren't you on vacation? Why are you still doing all this work-like things?
对我而言，这不是工作，这是一个生活方式。
But for me, this is not work, but rather a way of life.
就好像牧会不是我的工作，牧会是我的生活方式。
Just like pastoring a church, that's not work, but rather a way of life.
是我过日子的一个方式。
It's how I spend my everyday life.
那我发现这些大学团契毕业生的话，他们的聚集呢不是一次性的，因为呢在台北呢，他们还有好几个月的这个两三个月的一个聚集的活动。
I also found out that these university graduates, they keep getting back together on a regular basis, planning more activities in cities like Taipei.
所以我在想说，神在我身上的心意是什么
？So I asked myself, what is God's will then for me?
以斯帖记第四章十四节也提到，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡，焉知你的王后的位分不是为现今的机会吗？
So at the meeting I was reminded of these verses from the book of Esther. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this.
所以透过我神呢，在这一群社团毕业生身上呢，要成就什么呢？
So what was it that God wants to accomplish through me among these graduate students?
我在台北的那几天就刚好是住在周连英姐妹家里头。
When I went to Taipei, I spent a couple days staying at the home of Sister Lin Ying, who was with us before.
她跟大家问好，如果你有到台北去的话呢，跟她联络。
So as always, she sends her greetings and invite you to come stay at their place if you happen to go to Taipei.
在马太福音提到，有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
In the gospel according to Matthew, it says there was one man who came up to Jesus and asked him, Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life?
耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的，你如果要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
Jesus replied,Why do you ask me about what is good? There's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments.
他说什么诫命？
Which ones? The man inquired.
耶稣说就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
Jesus replied, Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and...Love your neighbor as yourself.
那少年的人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack?
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，要去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
我们都没有忧忧愁愁地走了，而是快快乐乐地信了耶稣基督。
None of us here has departed in sadness, but we all are here to follow Jesus in gladness.
我想你听过这个很多，在全世界的人口里头的话呢，我们在座的我们都是有钱人。
You heard this truth many times that among the entire population of the world, we in this room here are among the wealthiest.
这个让我特别我在泰国的时候呢，感受特别深刻。
I felt this even more keenly while I was in Thailand.
因为我在泰国的时候呢，不是参加旅行团，而是呢，是跟一般人一样，就是走那些小巷，吃他们在路边吃的东西。
Because I was living the life of ordinary local people while there, I didn't join a packaged tour, but rather walk their streets, ate their food, and observed how they lived their daily routines.
当然，睡觉的时候还是住在旅馆里。
Of course, when I slept, that was in a hotel.
有一个早上很早的时候，我先问大家。你知不知道游览车的司机是住在哪里
？Well, everyone question follow up. Do you know where does the driver of the tour bus where does he stay? Where does he live?
有一天早上 ，Jenny 很早起来，然后呢，她看见一个很奇怪的事情。
My wife Jenny got up early one morning and saw something real strange.
因为我们住在好像六七层，所以呢，往下看，每一天都有大概十辆的。游览车停在这个停车场。
Because from our window of the sixth or seventh floor hotel, we could see all the tour buses parking there every day.
有一天早上，他看到这个车子底下那个行李箱打开来，然后有人从里头出来。
Because one morning she saw that the luggage compartment opened, and then someone emerged out of that luggage area.
然后他拿着盥洗用具呢，到那个停车场旁边有一个小的那个盖起来一个房子，他在里头盥洗。
And then that man went into a little shed right next to that bus where he kind of washed off himself.
他光着上身，他就是有一个 longi， 就是泰国这个一个裙子呢，就是这样包着而已。
That man was bare in his upper body, only had a little wrapping underneath.
所以很可能是有云南背景的缅甸人。
So it's very possible that was a Burmese with a Yunnanese background.
就好像在里头在餐厅里头服侍这些这个服务生呢，他们是缅甸人，但是呢，他们会讲普通话。
Just like many restaurant workers there, they were Burmese, but also they could speak Yunnan dialects.
耶稣的重点不是要变卖所有的。
So the main point of Jesus here is not that you should go sell all your possessions.
而是呢，能不能专心的跟从耶稣
？But rather, whether or not you can devote yourself to following Christ.
虽然我们都已经悔改、相信、接受耶稣基督了。
We all have repented and.Chosen to follow Christ.
但是在钱财上面跟信仰生活上面仍然有很多的纠结，有很多的矛盾。
But we still have a lot of struggle, contradictions, problems when it comes to wealth and money.
都是有钱人是个事实，改变不了。
It's a fact. We cannot change it that we are all wealthy people in the world.
但是呢，我们怎么来看待钱财？我们怎么来使用钱财
？But then, how do we understand wealth? How do we use it?
到底一个新人的生活是一个怎么样的生活方式？是怎么样的生活方式可以是一个荣耀神的生活方式
？So exactly what way of life, what manner of life is one that pleases God?
好吧，我们一起来用中文读雅各书第五章一到三节，然后呢用英文读四到六节。
Why don't we read from the book James, chapter 5?1 to 3 in Chinese together, then we'll read the English, the following versions.
来，嗨，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金银都长了锈。那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。
Verses 4 to 6. Look, the wages you fail to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men.Who are not opposing you？
稍微解释一下呢，今天的经文呢是延续我开始安息假之前，在十月份的十月初的经文。
And today's scripture verses are a continuation of what I was preaching on before I left on my sabbatical.
传统上过春节呢，应该是说一些吉利的话。
Well, today is the Chinese New Year's Day, so it's customary to say some lucky, auspicious greeting words at the New Year.
但是呢，我相信明白真理，晓得怎么样过合神心意的生活呢，会比说吉祥话呢来得有益处。
But I believe that if we come to learn the truth about living a life pleasing to God, that is much more auspicious, more important than seeing lucky things.
好，第一节，嗨，你们这些富足的人啊，应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
So chapter 5 verse 1. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you.
有钱人怎么会有苦难呢？
How can the wealthy have misery?
他们可以买进口食物，可以避开这些地沟油，可以化学取代物和这些卖羊头挂狗肉的欺骗。
In their food intake, they could afford expensive imported foods. They could avoid all the polluted excessively used cooking oil and get all the expensive ingredients.
他们呢可以住在好区，一个好的学区，治安良好，而且是房价地价呢高，高档的一个地段里头。
They also live very well in very expensive prime real estate areas with good schools and good everything, including the order that the society provides them.
这些富人呢，他们可以享受这个优质的这个医疗服务，他们可以每一年做全身检查，而且呢可以很快的找到一个床位，排入手术病房。他们吃先进的药，打昂贵的针。
They enjoy high quality medical care as well, living near very good hospitals, fast access to the patient bed, able to do physical checks every year, and get all the expensive medicines and shots.
万一出了什么问题，广阔的人脉关系打通各种关节，大事化小，小事化无。
Even if something unfortunate should befall upon them, they can still use their wide social network of relationships to solve their problems, reduce them to smaller and smaller until it disappears.
有钱人怎么会有苦难呢？
So how can rich people suffer any misery?
在第一节这里头，动词嚎啕经常出现在旧约先知书里头。
Now, these two words in verse 1 here, weep and wail, occur frequently in prophetic books in the Old Testament.
就像以赛亚书第13章第6节，你们要哀嚎，因为耶和华的日子临近了，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
One example comes from Isaiah 13:6. It says, Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like a destruction from the Almighty.
所以这个字呢，动词嚎啕的话呢，是跟神的审判是连在一起的。
So wail, then, is often related to judgment.
所以五章，雅各书五章第一节的苦难，并不是指在这地上也不是这短暂的苦难，而是呢末日审判神的刑罚。
So the misery and pain, verse 1 in James, are not only related to pain and suffering on earth, but also to eternal judgment from God.
有谁可以逃过避开神的刑罚呢？
Who can escape God's judgment and His punishment?
是不是我们有钱人就倒霉啊？
Is it that those who are rich or wealthy, they are then unlucky people?
是不是神呢特别跟我们这些有钱人过不去？
Is it that God has some special grudges against the rich people?
是不是呢我们裸捐都捐出去了就没事了？
Or is it that if we just give all our wealth and possession away, then we'll be all right?
问题出在哪里？问题出在怎么使用这些金钱？
No, the question is,How should that wealth be used?
因为第四节说，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。
Look at verse 4. The wages you fail to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
因此呢，如何使用财富是要紧的。
So the crucial point is how wealth is used.
去年2013年7月在洛杉矶的 Costco 有一个事件。
In July last year, there was some minor incident happening in a Costco store in Los Angeles.
我想大家都很熟悉，你到 Costco 你要喝饮料的话呢，你要花这个六分钱，这是在 LA 的价钱，花六分钱呢，你拿一个杯子，你可以去接各种不同的饮料。
I think you may know this, that in a Los Angeles Costco store, you can get a drink for only six cents a cup.
一点也不贵，对不对？
So it's not expensive at all.
这时候呢，有两个准备生产的妇人，还有一个男子带着一个小女孩，四个人，他们呢，全部呢，都拿自己的杯子去接饮料。
So there were two expectant women, and a man and a young child. They went to a store with their own bottles, and they used those to get the drinks from the fountain drinks in Costco.
所以他们就不必买花钱买杯子，他们就直接接了。
So they used their own water bottle, so they don't have to pay for the drinks.
他们是华人。
And they were Chinese.
这个有一个向报社投诉的这个顾女士，她说呢，这几个妇人呢，就好像呢是住在那个附近的月子中心准备生产，很可能呢，他们是出来散步，然后就顺便呢来 Costco 占便宜。
The store employee reported this to a newspaper, and so she said these four people were wealthy people.Living in a nearby maternity care center, and they were out for a walk and also to Costco to get a free drinks.
另外一位陈太太她投诉说呢，她在一家这个素食餐厅呢用餐，来了几个华人年轻人。
So another event that when Mrs. Chen was dining in a fast food restaurant, she saw four young Chinese men coming in.
因为呢里头呢可以免费续杯，就是你买一杯之后，后面的话呢都可以免费的。所以呢，这四个人呢，他们就只买一杯饮料，然后大家轮流喝，喝完了再去接。
Because in the store you can get free refills, so then all four of them bought one drink, and then they take turns to drink from it and get free refills.
华人就是喜欢占小便宜啊，那没关系的。
Chinese like to.Get us a little free small gains and don't really think much about it.
这个也是我们使用财富的方法吗？
But should that be the way in which we spend our wealth?
第一节所说的苦难是不是也临到我们身上呢？
The misery and suffering mentioned in verse 1, can they also fall upon us as well?
那么到底是怎么样使用财富来荣耀神呢？
So then, how exactly are we to utilize wealth?
作者雅各接着指出什么样的苦难，是什么样的苦难来临到这些富有的人呢？
So what was the pain and misery that fell upon these rich people?
第二节，你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了。
Verse 2, your wealth has rotted.
作者雅各呢，他使用这个先知旧约先知的口气，用一个很简短而且是连接的句子呢来谴责。
James' tone here is similar to the tone of Old Testament prophets, using very short and direct, repetitive phrases.
连第二节和第三节的连接词呢，他也都省略了，然后呢扩展第二节的主题。你们第三节，你们的金银都长了锈。
He even omitted the connective words that should be there between verse 2 and 3 and launched directly into verse 3, saying, Your gold and silver are corroded.
那这三个子句主要是要指出什么呢？
So what's the point of all these three subordinate clauses?
第三节接着，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。
Verse 3, their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire.
最后总结，你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。
And then he concludes, you have hoarded wealth in the last days.
这两节是什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning of these two verses?
第二节，你们的财物坏了，就像诗篇三十八篇第五节，因我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓。
Your wealth has rotted. That's very similar to a verse in Psalm 38:5. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly.
你的皮肉糜烂了，这皮肉就一下子就没有了。
So your flesh and skin, when they get wounded and fester, then they disappear and collapse.
衣服也被虫子咬了，让我们想起耶稣的教导。
A moth-eaten cloth also disappears, disintegrates, reminding us of Christ's teaching.
马太福音第六章十九节，不要为自己积攒钱财在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
It's a reminder of what Christ says in Matthew, that how our wealth will, can be destroyed, can be eaten on earth.
2011年在印度北部有一家银行的总经理呢，他打紧急呢找警察来调查他们银行里头的金库。
In 2011, a manager in a bank in northern India placed an emergency call to the police, reporting some urgent matters happening in the bank.
调查为什么这个金库里头的这个印度纸币卢比呢遭受破坏。
The thing to be investigated is what caused all the paper currency stored in the bank deposit to be destroyed.
而且呢，它是价值相当于$2,220,000的1,000,000卢比纸钞呢遭受破坏。
Value is quite high. It's about 10 million rupee, which is about $227,000 worth.
那银行总经理要警察调查什么呢？
So what is it? What was it that the manager wants to find out?
调查说这个白蚁怎么跑进钢铁制的金库里头，把一捆一捆的纸钞呢给嚼碎了。
He wants to find out how did the termite got through that iron and steel bolts, those walls to get to this paper currency and ate them up.
白蚁大军一下子就把1,000,000卢比呢给吃光了。
That was a huge horde of termites, and they just ate up that currency quickly.
金钱一下子就不见了。
And that money disappeared.
第三节，你们的金银也都长了锈。
And verse 3 says, your silver and gold are corroded.
不是雅各没有化学常识呢，因为呢，金银是不会生锈的嘛。
It's not that James has no knowledge of chemistry, because we know that silver and gold, they don't really corrode.
这是一个比喻性的描述，就像前两句一样呢，你堆积许多的财物和衣服一下子就都没有了。
It's a metaphoric way of saying what the previous verse was saying, as if clothing, wealth can disappear very quickly, they can be destroyed quickly.
相同的，人辛苦所累积的金银也就一下子也就没有了。
So all the wealth that people pile upThey were through their toilsome neighbor. They can also disappear very quickly.
这三个动词呢，都是完成式时态。
And these three verbs all exist in the perfect tense.
不是说呢，将来经济不好了，股票房价下跌了，才开始坏了、咬了、锈了。
They don't indicate a future event, future destruction, or future rusting.
而是呢你开始拥有开始囤积的时候呢就坏了咬了锈了。
But rather that as soon as you begin to hoard and pile up that wealth, then they corrode and they get moth-eaten.
不是雅各没有化学常识，而是呢他有属天的眼光，地上的财富是短暂的，是不可靠的。
So James has that heavenly principle, perspective, knowing howShort, transient worldly wealth can be.
如果这是关起门来自个的事，那还好。
If this happens as a private event, only happens to you as an individual, then it may not be all that bad.
但是事实却没有那么简单。
But the matter is not that simple.
因为世上呢，没有自个一个人的私事，没有这一回事。
Because really nothing in the world can be purely personally individual.
因为呢，第三节接着说，那秀要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。
Verse 3, their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire.
对懂旧约圣经的作者雅各而言呢，又要吃你们的肉如同火烧，是神审判刑罚的图像。
For James, who was familiar with the Old Testament, this is a picture of God's judgment.
因为以西结书已经说过了，第七章十九节，他们要将银子抛在街上，金子如看如污秽之物。当耶和华发怒的日子，他们的金银不能救他们，不能使心里知足，也不能使肚腹饱满，因为这金银做了他们罪孽的绊脚石。
In Ezekiel 7:19, it says, "They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be an unclean thing."Their silver and gold will not be able to save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. They will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it has made them stumble into sin.
对世上没有自己自个一个人的私事这一回事。
So, in the world, there's really nothing that's purely personal.
最后一个小总结，你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。
And then his conclusion, you.Have hoarded wealth in the last days.
如果你看英文翻译的话呢，可以只是简单的描述说呢，人为他们的退休生活呢投资财富。
So the English translation simply says that they are trying to store up wealth in preparation for retirement.
看起来的话，这不是坏事啊，因为呢，连我传道人，我也要学习怎么把钱呢放在我的这个退休基金里头。
It doesn't seem to be a wicked thing to do because for a person like me, a pastor, I also save up money for a retirement fund.
中文添加的只知，让我们觉得呢，它这好像是问题所在。
But there's in the Chinese translation, there's this word that says the only thing you know or the only thing you care about is to hoard wealth.
事实上。顺着以西结书的图像，重点呢是在末世神审判刑罚的日子。
So then, following that Ezekiel's vision, we know the point of emphasis here is the last days point, that is hoarding up wealth in the last days.
另一个中英文版本的话，把作者雅各那种说反话的讽刺呢给翻译出来：你们竟在末后的日子积聚钱财财宝。
Another Chinese, so the new Chinese translation strengthens this tone of irony. It says here, even in these last days, yet you are still hoarding wealth. Or you thought you were piling up wealth. What you've piled up is judgment for the Message Bible.
那我们该怎么办呢?
So what are we to do?
雅各作者雅各有没有告诉书信的读者该怎么样处理他们的钱财呢
？Did James tell his reader how to manage wealth？
有的，一章二十七节，看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
He has, that is to visit widows and orphans in their distress. In verse 127,
流通钱财来帮助有需要的。
So spread and circulate your wealth to help out those in need.
记不记得四章十七节又怎么说
？Do you remember verse 4:27?
人若知道行善却不去行，就是他的罪了。
It says, "Who knows anyone then who knows the good he ought to do but doesn't do it sins."
这不是说呢，年底到的时候的话呢，你开张支票呢给这个慈善机构，然后呢可以安慰自己的良心，说呢啊，我做的善事了。
This is not a prescription for you that at the end of the year you have to write up a check to the charity to kind of to appease your conscience.
而是呢，要活出能够我们能够活出新人，明白神的心意。我们拿出钱财来帮助有需要的人。
But rather that we should live out this new life as a newly created person in Christ.
这是呢用财富荣耀神的实际行动。
It's an action that we can do to honor God with our wealth.
我们知道金钱财富是中性的。
We know wealth, money, these things are neutral.
你可以成为神审判刑罚的证据，也可以成为帮助人荣耀神的工具。
They can be used as evidence against you in God's judgment, or they can also be used as tools and instruments for helping other people.
那还有没有什么陷阱我们是需要提防的呢？
Are there traps, things that we should be careful about?
第四节，看啊，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。
Verse 4, look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
我们这活在这个信用卡时代的人呢，实在很难明白，这少晚一点付钱有什么了不得的事情吗？
We live in an age of credit cards. We may have a hard time understanding the urgency of paying workers at the end of that day, right away.
但是有关这个问题的话呢，在当时的第一世纪和更早生命记的时代背景呢，是相似的。
The urgency of doing so in James' time was similar to what happened in the first century, as well as in the age of the Deuteronomy.
生命记第24:15说，要当日给他工价，不可等到日落，因为他穷苦，把心放在工价上，恐怕他因你求告耶和华，罪便归你的。
Deuteronomy 24:15 commands this, pay him his wages each day before sunset, because he is poor and is counting on it. Otherwise, he may cry to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin.
因为我们知道当神的子民他呼叫他这个求告神的时候，通常呢是呼求神呢把他们从危难当中拯救出来，或者是呢呼求神呢来伸张正义。
When God's people cry out to him, it's usually for deliverance from pain, suffering, injustice they suffer.
这种亏欠或者是欺诈工人通常是秘密，没有人晓得的。
And this kind of a sin of cheating workers of their wages usually is hidden, unknown to people.
就像呢，如果不是工人他们抗议，他们罢工，他们甚至于跳楼自杀，我们是不知道他们的冤情跟苦冤屈跟苦情的。
One example is that we will not know how workers in factoriesWhat their lives are like, unless they protest, they even commit suicide, or they demonstrate in resistance to the injustice.
更糟糕的是呢，雇主呢不一定会做什么，不一定会调整什么。
Even worse, even if they protest, managers may still not do anything to change the practice.
然而雅各书5:4说，工人向谁呼叫
？But who?Do those workers cry out against two in verse 4?
特别加上了万军之主。
He is the Lord Almighty.
一大群天兵天军的任凭神的调度，神是大能的神。
Commander in chief of the legions and legions of heavenly soldiers who will obey his every command.
当冤声入了万军之主的耳。苦难肯定临到这一类的富人身上。
So when that cry reaches his ears, of course pain punishment will fall upon the unjust rich people.
好了，我问大家哈，我们当中有哪一些人是当老板的
？Okay, so here's a question for all of us here. Who is this rich, wealthy manager?
也就是说呢，你上头是没人管你的。
That is, you don't have anyone above you. You're the boss. You're the person in charge.
没有人举手啊。OK, 好，那有哪些人是当老板的，而且你手下有雇员的
？OK, so what about who among us are the boss? You also have people working under you.
李医师大概是一个啦。
Of course, our Dr. Lee here is among one of those.
但是我不晓得 Tammy 是你的雇员呢，还是你的老板。
But I don't know, is Tammy your employee or is her your boss?
那是不是这一节经文就跟我们没有关系了？
So does this mean that this verse is irrelevant to us?
我们怎么对待来家里修理我们家里东西的工人？
How do we treat those people who come to our house, handymen who fix up this or that problems?
在公司里头，在学校里头，我们怎么对待那些清洁人员？
How do we treat the janitors at work or in our schools?
在餐厅里头，在旅馆里头，我们怎么去看待这些服务员？
What about the workers in hotels, restaurants that we interact with?
我们基督门徒是可以慷慨地来祝福辛劳的这个辛劳的工人。
So we Christians can of course use all our generosity to help out these kind of people.
每一次上餐厅，我的岳母Jenny 她生病了，感冒了一个多星期还没好。我岳母的话，她有这个耳朵发炎，所以呢，他们两个人今天都不在这里。
And my wife Jenny has been catching a cold at home, and her mother, my mother-in-law, also has been having an ear infection. So both of them are spending a week, more than a week now at home.
每一次上餐厅呢，我的岳母呢，我看到她，她总是能面带微笑的点菜。
So every time that we went to a restaurant to eat, my mother-in-law has this smile on her face when she's ordering food off the menu.
如果服务员忘记了什么，她呢也是呢面带微笑的看着服务员的脸呢来提醒她。
So even if the server is forgetting about her, she still has this smile looking at the waiter with a smile on her face.
这是慷慨地祝福辛劳的工人。
And that's her act of generosity, act of blessing that new waiter in the restaurant.
即使服务不好的，也可能会改变态度。
Even if the service may not be great, but she can still have this very positive, generous attitude.
那个服务员他们会也可能会改。被我岳母所改变态度。
And the attitude of that restaurant worker may also be changed because of her attitude.
还有这一次在亚洲的行程里头呢，我才感受到我太太Jenny的她一直在做的一件事情。
And also during our travel in Asia, I especially saw what my wife Jenny does consistently.
他会呢主动的先跟在服这个旅馆里头做清洁工作的服务员 ，Jenny 呢会先跟他们打招呼。
She always reaches out proactively, says hi and greet those people working in the hotel.
然后呢，接着这些清洁员看到我们的时候，都会点头，都会跟我们微笑，或者是跟我们打招呼。
Pretty soon, all the janitors when they see us, they nod, they greet, smile, and talk to us.
这也是慷慨地祝福辛劳的工人。
And that's another act of generosity, blessing those workers around us.
这是用财富荣耀神的另一种方式。
It's another way of honoring God with the wealth that we have.
那么还有什么样神审判刑罚的苦难会临到富有的人的身上呢？
In what other ways can judgment, misery fall upon the unjust rich.
第五节，你们在世上享美福，好宴乐，当宰杀的日子尽骄养你们的心。
Verse 5, you have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You are fattened yourselves in a day of slaughter.
享美福可以是神给这个以色列人顺服神的祝福。
Now this conditions of luxury can bebe a blessing for the Israelite people.
就像以赛亚书第66章11节，使他们得他丰盛的荣耀，犹如挤奶，满心喜乐。
Which is also described in Isaiah 66:11, for you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts, you will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance.
我用红色的表示呢，这一节经文是跟上一节经文呢是相同的字。
The red highlighted words indicate that the same words are used between these two verses.
享美福也可以是得罪神的生活方式。
At the same time, having that luxury or overflowing abundance can also be an offense against God.
彼得后书第二章十三节，行的不义就得了不义的工价，这些人喜爱白昼宴乐。
Look at 2 Peter 2:13. They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight.
Okay. 原文呢是相同的字，或者是相同根源的字。
So the words used in the verses are the same in their roots.
第五节也用好宴乐来描绘富人的生活方式。
Verse 5 describes the lifestyle of the rich people by saying indulging in self-indulgence.
就好像以西结书第十六章四十九节，他和他的众女都心骄气傲，粮食饱足，大享安逸。
Like in Ezekiel 16:49, the sins of your sister Sodom, she and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned.
怎么样大享安逸呢？
How did they get overfed or unconcerned?
并没有扶助困苦和穷乏人的手。
Because they did not help the poor and needy.
很可能以西结书十六章四十九节的情景呢，是作者雅各写第五节的背景。
It's very likely that what Ezekiel describes here is the backdrop against which James wrote his comments.
你有没有注意到第五节是怎么说的？
Have you noticed what verse 5 says?
你们在世上享美福，好宴乐。我们常常忽略掉在世上这几个字。
There is that you have lived on earth. We oftentimes may neglect those two words, on earth.
就表示说呢，还有下文，还有这个后续的结果。
It indicates there's more after that being on earth.
记不记得财主跟拉撒路的事件？
Remember the story about the wealthy and the Lazarus?
路加福音第十六章二十五节，在天堂的亚伯拉罕对死的下阴间的财主说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。”
Luke 16:25 says, "But Abraham replied, 'Son.'" Remember that in your life you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony.
你有没有看到这是圣经一贯的教导？世上的生活，还有在永恒里的日子是相反的。
You can see the consistent teaching in the Bible here that the life on earth and life in heaven are opposed.
明白了这个真理之后，第五节他说，当宰杀的日子，就不是指在这世上享美乐、好宴乐。新汉语译本翻译成穷奢极侈、生活放纵的日子。
So then, understand with this understanding, if we see verse 5, it says, in a day of slaughter. Now, the life that one should live in a day of slaughter should not then be the life of self-indulgence or luxury on earth.
而是指呢末世神审判刑罚的日子。
But rather the last days in which God will execute His judgment.
牛被养得肥肥胖胖的，就是为了宰杀的日子。
Oxen or cows are fed to become fat so as to prepare them for slaughter.
富人在世上像第五节一样的养肥自己。也是为着宰杀的日子。
In the same way, the rich feed and indulge themselves to become fat, so also as to prepare themselves for the day of slaughter.
财富多少跟生活方式可以是两回事。
Volume of your wealth can be an entirely different thing from the way in which you live your life.
想想看。我们在做穷学生的时候，我们的生活简朴，是没有选择，没错。但是呢，也过得充实满足。
We can think about it. While we were all poor students, we had a very little, and so had to live on the cheap. We have no other way. But then we were still content.
但是现在呢，都是有钱人，是有了选择。但是你我愿意过一个简朴的生活吗
？But now we're all wealthy.We have more choices. So the question is, are we then willing to live life in a simple way to please God?
把钱呢多一点用在神的国度里，多一点呢用在帮助 扶助这个困苦和穷乏的人身
上。So we can have more ability to use that money, that wealth that we have to help out those poor and needy.
你有选择，所以我问你，我们愿意用财富荣耀神吗？
So because we all have choices to make, so that's why we need to ask the question, are we willing then to honor God with wealth?
最后第六节，你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。英文的 ESV 的翻译呢会比较好一点。
Then verse 6, you have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you.
你们定了一人的罪，就像阿摩斯书五章十二节，你们苦待一人，收受贿赂，在城门口驱往穷乏人。
And this idea of condemning the innocent person invokes what Amos says in Amos 5:12. For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. You oppose the righteous and take bribes, and you deprive the poor of justice in the courts.
所以义人跟穷乏人在这里呢是一个同义词。
So then the righteous here is equivalent to the poor.
所以回到第六节，很可能在作者雅各的心中，确实有富人的利用钱财杀害了忠心跟从耶稣的案例。
Coming back to James again, so in James' days, it could be very likely there were actual examples in which the righteous, the poor, followers of Jesus Christ, were oppressed, persecuted, and killed.
所以呢，他说呢，把他杀害。
That's why James says murdered, use the word murdered him.
穷人跟富人怎么回应呢？
So what was the response?
义人跟穷人怎么回应呢？
So how did the righteous or the poor respond to that?
他也不抵挡你们。
It says they did not oppose.
他们拒绝抵挡，或者是说呢，他们根本无力来抵挡富人的势力和影响力。
That is, they desisted from resisting. Or it could also mean they had really no means of resisting them.
谁来帮助这些跟从耶稣的穷人？
So then who is there, who could be there to help out these poor and needy followers of Jesus?
穷人帮不了穷人的。
The poor cannot help out the poor. They don't have that ability.
就是在座的基督徒、基督门徒呢，可以帮助那些跟随基督的穷人。
The people who can help out the poor and needy are the Christians, are the followers of Jesus Christ.
主动的去支持跟随基督的人。
Those who were proactive,who voluntarily reach out to help.
所以你我确实可以用财富来荣耀神。
So indeed, we all have a lot of room in which we can use our wealth and money to help the poor people.
去年出门之前呢，在泰国呢，有一对夫妇跟 Jenny 和我们说好说呢，他们要带我们去玩。
Before we left the U.S. last year for Thailand, there was this couple, Thai couple, who told us that they would like to take us on a tour.
你知道有人带的话呢，就比较有那个动力，比较有那个动机呢，出去玩。
Because if you know that there were some local people who are willing to take you around, you are more likely to be motivated to go.
他们呢开了将近四个小时的车才到目的地。
They drove almost 4 hours before reaching that final destination.
他们说呢是在海边，但是呢我们还是没有看到沙滩。
They said it's somewhere along the beach, but when we got there, we didn't see any beach at all.
车子呢转进一个通道里头，我们还搞不清楚这里有旅馆吗？
When the car got into a little narrow alleyway, we weren't even sure is there a hotel somewhere to stay.
第一张，接下来，这个呢是接待大厅，是一个摩洛哥风味的一个摆设。
And look at this picture. That's the reception room, a Moroccan style reception hall.
我们到的时候就有人拿这个冰的毛巾还有饮料给我们。
No sooner than we arrived, we were greeted with this ice chilled towel.
下一张，这个是我们的房间。床呢就刚好面对着阳台，阳台呢还有这个按摩。浴室、浴缸、按摩浴缸、jacuzzi.
And that's our room here with window facing the ocean with a jacuzzi as well.
下一张，哎，这是我在享受早餐。
That's me dining in luxury breakfast.
再下一张，我不知道你能不能看见，这是游泳池，然后呢，接着就是海洋，连着看起来一片。
See, it's a swimming pool almost immediately, in front of the ocean.
在那边呢，还有一小点，有一只渔船呢，在那边打鱼。
And there's also a speck of a fishing boat fishing there.
这是刚刚天亮的时候，我还在睡觉 ，Jenny 就跑到外面去照这个相。
And this is very early in the morning. I was still in bed, so this picture was taken by my wife Jenny.
下一张，这个是我睡醒了之后才帮她照相的。
And this is me taking picture of her.
Okay. 老实说，我们住不起这样子的旅馆。
To be honest, we couldn't afford this kind of hotel room ourselves.
是那一对夫妻，他们主动用爱心来接待我。
So it's that couple being generous in their love toward us.
他们用财富荣耀神。
They use that money or wealth they have to honor God.
可是最后我们该怎么样来回应呢
？So then, how are we to respond?
我们还是要先问自己，说呢，你我的人生目标是什么呢？
The first thing to ask is what is the goal we should set for our life?
盼望先求神的国和神的义是我们每一位基督门徒的标杆。
The hope is seeking God, His righteousness and His kingdom should be the very first priority for each one of Christians.
方向确定了，就能够顺理成章地用财富来荣耀神。
After the goal is set, then it follows that wealth, money can then be used for the glory of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，父神，我们谢谢你，因为你自己爱我们。
Father God, we indeed thank you because you yourself love us.
你不希望我们在这世上被迷惑了、被迷惘了，而失去掉方向。
It is not your will that we should be deluded and misled, losing our sense of direction in this world.
所以你透过你的话语，你透过你的圣灵，你透过这样子的主日敬拜的时候，你让你自己的话语再一次的提醒我们。
We pray that you will remind us once again using your word, your Holy Spirit, and what you've taught us through them.
让我们可以知道说我们的方向在哪里。
Help us know where our direction lies.
让我们知道说我们有圣灵来作为我们的帮助。
Make us know that we have the Holy Spirit with us always as our help.
更让我们能够意识到说呢，我们已经是一个新造的人了。
Also make us aware that we are already new creatures in Christ.
只要我们愿意，你圣灵就帮助我们，让我们能够活出基督来。
As long as we are willing, your Holy Spirit is willing and capable of helping us out, living a God-pleasing life.
这样祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So stand, you sing Christology.